Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around can't be put on desire. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and they bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. We're 20 days away before things get started on Thursday night primetime in Dallas, Texas at Jerry World for the 2018 NFL Draft. One of the young men making their path towards that next level is the West Georgia Wolves receiver, DeNico Carter. DeNico, we appreciate you sharing your day with us. Is it kind of crazy to know you're a month away from finding out where you're going to land and your teammates are kind of in the spring ball mode?
Yeah, it's a surreal moment, you know. I've been playing since I was 4 years old, you know, even at the Ravens workout. It was just a surreal opportunity to even be in the facility. You know, not too many guys, not even from where I come from or even around the country, you know, get this opportunity. You know, it only rolls around once. So, you know what I mean, it's definitely a surreal moment, and I'm embracing it and taking it all in.
Definitely. And I mean, obviously you have fantastic height and size. I mean, were you always a taller kid growing up?
Yeah, actually my brothers and my cousins was taller than me growing up, but then I finally hit this growth route, you know, and I grew taller than pretty much everybody, and I was one of the tallest in my class, you know. So I've always been the tallest throughout my siblings and, you know, me and my cousins and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's fun being tall like this.
Exactly, especially when you have workouts with the Ravens and being an NFL draft prospect. I mean, those are some pretty great intangibles to kind of have in your resume. So, take us through your, you know, how do you got to where we're at today? I mean, so you're playing at 4 years old. I mean, were you the guy with the ball in your hands? I mean, kind of take us through, you know, what positions you played that kind of led you to the high school row.
Yeah, well, when I started off at 4 years old, I played for the Middle River Renegades. I played for them. I played linebacker. I played running back. Played line. Played center. I played quarterback. You know what I mean? I didn't play a lot of positions on the field, you know. And from Middle River, I played for out in Glen Burnie. I ended up going to a team called the Gridiron Rebels. You know, and I played there for a little while, and then once I got to my high school for career, I was originally supposed to go to the school in Glen Burnie called North County High School, but I ended up not going there and going to Catonsville High School, which I think was a blessing. You know, I went to Catonsville, and I ended up only being able to play my junior and my senior year, which I had a hell of a high school career. You know, and I was originally being looked at by West Virginia for safety. You know, so, you know, after they played Clemson in the Orange Bowl and the coaching staff had left, so, you know, I mean, my recruiting coach was gone. So my chances of going to WVU, was out the window, you know. So I kind of took took another route, which was junior college level, you know what I mean. And I went to Dean College, which was in Boston, Massachusetts. I played the season there. You know what I mean? And then I ended up going to another junior college, which was out California, called Gavilan College. I dominated out there, and I ended up signing with Utah Utes, Pac-12. But, you know, things happen for a reason, you know what I mean? And, I mean, I never regret anything, you know? So I fell short academically, you know what I mean? And again, that made me who I am today, you know what I mean? Just my failures and, you know what I mean, my accomplishments at the same time. I couldn't go to Utah, you know what I mean? It hurt me a lot, you know what I mean? I fell down, but I got back up, you know? So couldn't go to Utah, and then I ended up, you know, West Georgia was looking at me throughout the whole process. I went down there to Texas A&M Commerce for a few months, didn't end up staying there, and then, you know, obviously I ended up at West Georgia, and I played my final two seasons there. You know what I mean? Which was a blessing, and you know what I mean? And it was, I mean, it was a great experience, great ride, with some good teammates, some good coaches. Actually, my first year was under Coach Will Hall, you know what I mean? And had a hell of a season with him, him and Coach O'Brien, you know what I mean? And ended up making it to my senior season where Coach Hall left, so Coach David Dean came in, you know, and at the same time, you know, it was a blessing just to, you know what I mean, be a part of the Wolves and, you know what I mean, the teammates that I have, you know what I mean, it was a big family. So, I mean, it's been a long road, you know what I mean, to get to where I'm at right now.
Definitely, man. I mean, that's a lot of perseverance in there, man. I mean, I'm sure there had to be days, some struggles when you're kind of going through all these paths. And, I mean, I think even the heartbreak knowing that West Virginia was eyeing you up as a safety and that kind of, you know, shoots you off on the different paths and you're doing the, you know, the JUCO route, community college stuff and, you know, and then you mentioned the Utes,
yeah.
And, you know, and then you're off to West Georgia. I mean, a lot of perseverance, man. It's the way to stick to the grind. Once again, the West Georgia standout receiver, Denico Carter, chatting enough to join us here on the C2P as he kind of peels back the layers of why he is one of the wide receiver draft prospects available in this 2018 NFL draft. He mentioned he had the workout, the local day stuff with the Ravens is a fantastic opportunity, and this kid possesses so much upside, and that's why he's on this NFL draft radar. For you, I mean, kind of take us into the nooks and crannies of, you know, what makes you the, you know, an elite prospect at your position. I mean, what are those things that you do where teams are going to fall in love with?
I mean, honestly, you know, it's not too many receivers my size can move the way I move, my agility. I also, you know, I play kick return. You know, not too many receivers my size can move the way I can move. You know what I mean? One thing about me, I'm aggressive. You know, not too many defensive backs, like, you know what I mean, can deal with the aggressive receiver. So, you know what I mean, I come in the game with that mindset of, you know, you on my island and you gonna drown. So, you know, and that's how it's gonna be for the whole game, you know. So, you know, I play fast, smart, aggressive, you know, and at the same time, you know what I mean, if you know what you're doing, it makes the game easier. So, you know, first and foremost, you can't play if you don't know the playbook, you know. So you got to know your plays. So if you know your plays, you can play fast, you know what I mean. And I'm big on that, you know. I got to know what, even though I play outside receiver, I got to know each route throughout the across the board from XYZ, you know, H or whatever the case may be. You know, I gotta know every role. I gotta know the whole concept of the offense. You know, also my film study. You know, a lot of receivers tend to just study DBs. You know, study safeties. You know, I study the whole defense. You know, because not all my routes are on the outside. I may have to run a slant route. I may have to run a dig route. You know, I may have to come across those linebackers. So I gotta know how they play. You know what I mean? I gotta know, you know what I mean, alignment, where to line up. You know, I take a lot of things into consideration. And like I told my agent last night, JR, he called me. He told me the other teams that was, you mean, excited about me. You know, I told him, you know, I'm just gonna continue to grind, and I'm pretty much done talking at this point. You know, I can only show them better than I can talk. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean, I'm an underdog. But you know, I feel like you know what I mean, I can be a great asset, not only to an offense but special teams as well. If you can't play special teams, then there's no place for you in the NFL. You know, so I mean, what separates me is just my mentality and what I've been through to get to where I'm at now. You know, so it made me who I am today.
I love it, man. Benico, I love it, man. And, I mean, you brought up so many passionate points about the game. And, I mean, I could just kind of feel your adrenaline. I mean, you got to be hyped up out there. I mean, I imagine you're a guy in the huddle room that's just kind of getting everybody fired up. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. I got some teammates, they tell you, like, you know, not only, I mean, you got to have fun when you play, you know. So, I mean, it's all about having fun. I am that guy in the huddle that, I mean, even though it's the game on the line or whatever the case may be, you know, you still got to have fun at the end of the day. So, you know, I'm getting them going, and, I mean, I keep them motivated, keep them going. Hey, next play, bro. Next play. Yeah, they got a first down. We threw an interception. Whatever the case may be, you know, next play, bro. Next play. Because if you do well on the last play, you're not going to do good. You know what I mean? You're thinking. I mean, it's going to mess you up. So, you know, yeah, I'm that guy that keeps everybody motivated and, keep them smiling and keep them competing. So, at the highest level.
I love it, man. I love it. And this is a cliche question, but it always helps our listeners out there kind of get them a better idea of who you are as a player. I mean, in terms of comparisons of guys at the next level, I mean, do your family, friends, coaches, teammates ever say, hey, you know, we were watching the Monday night game, and when this guy made this catch, he reminded us of you? Is there anybody out there you get those comparisons to?
If anybody, like, yeah, I had people compare me to A.J. Green. You know, but I'm not taking absolutely nothing away from AJ Green, hell of a player. You know, but I haven't seen him. You know what I mean? Get too physical. You know, but if you had that, people have compared me. You know, to as far as my speed. You know, Antonio Brown. As far as being physical, Dez Bryant. But mainly they say as far as my structure, my body structure, and my frame. They compare me to A.J. Green.
I love it, man. I love it. This is another nice expression. And then, you know what? I would, too. I ain't going to lie. I mean, if I had, you know, just your, like you said, your frame, you know, I think immediately you'd think of number 18 from the Cincinnati Bengals and make that comparison. I mean, talk about your you know, pro days and all. And how's, I guess, everything that, you know, after the college stuff? I mean, how's this next, I guess, phase of your, you know, your life gone so far since the season ended?
Well, see, the thing about me was, you know, I didn't wait till the season ended, you know, to start making moves. You know, me and my pops, me and my father was, I mean, we was making moves, you know, I mean, week five, week six, you know, I mean, we was on top of the game. We had agents lined up, you know, to interview. I mean, we had bowl games in mind that I played in the National Bowl. I did well in the National Bowl, got invited back to the Tropical Bowl where I dominated, and I was the leading receiver, you know, on my team. We just didn't sit around. We didn't wait, you know what I mean, for a phone call. You know, we was reaching out to people. We was using our resources, you know. So, you know, nothing is ever given. You got to go get it. So, you know, that was my mindset as well as my father. You know, he my backbone when it comes to this, you know what I mean, when it comes to the game. You know, he going to give it to me raw and cut. You know what I mean, he going to tell me what it is and what we need to do. All right, here's where we at. So, you know, we was ahead of the game. We was way ahead of the game, and that's why I think that I'm in the position that I am. That's why I think that I'm in the position that I am right now. You know, because we didn't sit around.
And you mentioned agents, and you know, you had them lined up, and the guy you chose was J.R. Rickard, J.R. Sports Enterprises, one of the top guys in the business. I mean, how did you know J.R. was the right fit?
Actually, a guy that's down with his firm, Mr. Preston James, he was down at the National Bowl and the Tropical Bowl. He's seen my game. He's pretty much like a scout for the firm, you know. So, I mean, he spoke with me. He contacted me with JR. Me and my pop sat down. We did some research on JR. You know what I mean? He was legit. And when I spoke to him, you know what I mean, the conversation with him was real. You know what I mean? I didn't get that feeling that, you know, he would cross me at all. You know, I felt comfortable with him, you know. So I rolled with him. You know, I felt as though Mr. JR and the firm was good for me. You know, and they treat me good. They, you know, so I'm a ride with them.
Awesome, man. Danica, you've been fabulous. I mean, we do shows all week, and I tell you what, there's nothing like ending the week getting you on, man. I mean, you've just been a blast to have on. Dude, you just ooze passion. I mean, that's the one thing. I think I've written passion down 3 or 4 times. I always take notes when we do the shows so I can go back and kind of just review everything. Get me all. I love it when a guy comes in and just gets me fired up. We're almost out of time, but we got to have some fun with you before we let you go. We always ask a few lighthearted, off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
Uh-huh.
All right. Now, Coach David Dean, did anybody do a great impersonation of Coach Dean, and would they do it in front of him?
I wouldn't say Coach Dean. Coach Dean's, you know what I mean, he's a hell of a coach, but he's pretty laid back, you know. But as far as impersonating anybody, I would have to say Coach Sam Gregg. He's probably the easiest guy to imitate. You know what I mean, just based off the way he talks, based off the way he coaches up. But we had a few players, you know, we had team meetings, and we had times where the coach would allow us to try to act like another coach. I wasn't big on that, coach, you know, either. I wasn't one of them guys that could get up there and act something out, even though I could. I just, you know, I left that to the younger guys. So, you know, it's a few teammates that can act like Coach Gregg very well.
I like it. And how about this one? It's a very in vogue thing right now. Your cleats, your spikes, guys are getting stuff painted on their shoes. What would you want to see on your feet?
Honestly, I would be a humble hustler.
Nice.
You know, I'm a humble guy, hustler. But I'm a hustler at the end of the day. I'm a grinder. So, you know, I would love to get some of my car's cleats, you know, for the kids. Or, I mean, I couldn't tell you any in specific, but I know NFL players was wearing those my cars. You know what I mean? So I would love to get a pair of those cleats and represent a child out here that's, you know what I mean, fighting whatever disease they fight. You know, at the end of the day, I mean, that's what we do it for. You know, we do it for the kids. You know what I mean? That's why I see everything I do, I got to do it right because somebody watching. I mean, the kids is watching. You know, we a role model to the youth. So. At the end of the day, you got to do it for the kids, and you got to do it right.
Awesome stuff. And then the final one before we let you go, I think this is the question most of you guys enjoy answering the most. That's why I save it for last. Female celebrities, Danico, if you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to oot.
Who are you going to invite to dinner?
I had to say Karrueche. I had to see Karrueche. She's just a pretty young lady. I just, you know what I mean? We don't have to do too much. I mean, we're as slight as we can go to McDonald's and grab a meal. I hope she don't mind that. But, you know, at the end of the day, like, you know, I'm a down-to-earth type of guy, and I hope that McDonald's wouldn't hurt her. But, you know, Karrueche, I would take her out. I would definitely take her out.
I love it, man. Hey, man, I appreciate you sharing your time with us. I know you got a lot going on. You're a very busy man, very talented as well. But, hey, Danico, we always like to say, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, my man.
Yep. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
No problem. No problem at all. Once again, that is Danico Carter. Man, I tell you what, this kid's got me all jacked up. I love when guys come on and just get me fired up. There's always a few every year. And he was one of them. I ain't going to lie, man. I mean, you know, and this is one of those shows you got to go back and listen to it because if you need some motivation, and, you know, and if when his playing days at receiver are over, maybe that will be his next phase, just kind of be out and being a motivation, those people getting hyped up. If you want more of Danico Carter, you guys know the drill, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. You simply type in his name, followed by the 2018 NFL Draft Blast. You'll find those links, and then we'll be featuring his full draft file at collegeyourpro.com. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a collegeyourpro.com exclusive.